In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
When we told growers that new Bayer Premium Trifold herbicide for corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at trivoltinaction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
You know, I think I heard the term mama bear for the first time in reference to Sarah Palin. I think it was Sarah Palin who actually used it. I was like, what are you talking about? What's a mama bear? Well, then when I recognized in context, and I should have known, being a man who's been married over 2 decades, I should have known. My wife isn't necessarily political. My wife isn't necessarily issue-oriented. She's not one of these individuals who says, Congress is doing this wrong, or this official is doing that wrong, or Joe Biden this, or policies that are being made are being harmful to the country. My wife is kind of a, I don't know if she's going to take this as flattering or not, but she's kind of a Donald Trump type personality. President Trump was not a doctrinaire conservative. He may be now, but when he first started out, Donald Trump had a very common sense approach that went beyond the traditional model of liberalism and conservatism, Democrat, Republican, all these labels. He just said, you know, There's an American way of doing things, and we're not doing that thing anymore. And when we're stopping doing the American things, we are encouraging bad things to come our way, whether it be in the area of business, whether it be in the area of the culture, whether it be in the area of government. So it is this recognition and knowledge and understanding that things are not the way they're supposed to be. When you introduce anti-American policies, as my political opponents are doing, you get anti-American results. And that's exactly what's happened. There is nothing, zero, nada, that is consistent with Americanism that is on display in the modern-day Democrat Party. Not one damned issue. Not one. To the point to where they're saying that the foundations of America are racist. And they're not. As a matter of fact, equality in the United States of America is possible because of the greatness of the foundation of this country. And here, like no other place, people have equal opportunity now more than ever. Well, I should say before Beijing Biden got in there, before we started ignoring the rule of law and the Constitution. There are a lot of things happening in the cultural arena, and this is when you get people like my wife, people like Donald Trump off the sidelines saying, what the hell, right? How many of you have spouses like this? And where you're the one that's, because this is me, I'm the wonky guy, I'm paying attention to policy, I try to find out how government works, and I'm kind of balanced. I do have the side to me, don't get me wrong, of knowing when something is right and something is wrong, and that's not, or if something was American and not American, I have that in me, but it's the guiding principle for a lot of people who are not necessarily political. It's just like, well, that's right or that's wrong. And they just know it because they're at heart Americans. Okay. So what's been going on inside of GovEd has got parents across the ideological spectrum, liberals, conservatives, independents, and those across the party spectrum, Republicans and Democrats, independents, they are incredibly worried by what's happening by these crazy people, these bat guano crazy people inside of government ed. And moms in particular, this is where the mama bear thing comes in. Moms in particular are like, oh, not, oh, hell no. Two snaps up in a Z formation. Mm-mm, no, 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 no. Not with my kids. Yes, they're my kids, these moms say. They're not your kids. They're not government's kids. They're not Joe Biden's kids. They're not some left-wing know-nothing's kids. They're mine. And no, and because I'm a parent and saying that doesn't make me a terrorist, Merrick Garland. Doesn't make me a terrorist, Christopher Wray. So mama bears know what's going on. And they are angry, they are determined, and they are making sure, you know, behind every great man, there is a woman who is arguably a little more well-grounded and a sounding board for that man. And women now are starting to take the lead. And women now are starting to say, no, we're not going to surrender the next generation to you left-wing, anti-American pieces of pond scum. We're not going to do it. Not one, but two mama bears roar your way next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
I am a San Diego native. I was born and raised in the People's Republic of California back when it was actually a state. And Brittany Mayer gave me one of the proud moments knowing that there's still a resistance out there. Listen to more of this.
And while we have a culture that has a massive problem with child porn, with sex trafficking, you, a little school district board of adults, made the decision to feature an event to hypersexualize young children. Do you want to know that the word that defines that? It's groomer. You all played the activist pimp for an Align surgical center and for a 21 plus gay bar. It makes you groomers and activist pimps, and we won't have those sitting on a school board who oversees the education of our children.
Damn right. Brittany Mayer, she is the founder of the Rooted Wings, a community passionate about protecting our church, children, and cherished freedoms. She's also co-founded Freedom Revival 2022 that brought thousands across California to San Diego to be ignited in faith and behave as a righteous resistance. And Brittany joining us right now here on the Salcedo Show. Hey, lady.
Hey, Chris. It's so good to talk to you again.
Right back at you. She joined me on Newsmax, folks, just so you know, a couple days back, and so enjoyed the conversation. I had to bring her to this audience as well. So your school board there promoted a transvestite drag queen show because a 21-plus gay bar and a transition surgery center, say that three times fast, said that it was family-friendly. Now, you demanded answers from your school board. Could one of them tell you why this was family-friendly?
Yeah, and that's where this all went to where it's at now is we asked repeatedly for them to just give us an answer. You know, what are you doing? We thought surely it was an accident and they were going to come back and say, oh my goodness, like we didn't even see that this is what this flyer was all about, and we apologize. We would never even think about promoting a drag queen show to kids. And the opposite happened, which is why this thing grew into the wildfire that it is. We were labeled as bigots and non-inclusive and unloving, and rather than removing the flyer, they doubled down and showed their support for sending out an invitation to get little kids to go to a drag show that's sponsored by, like you said, it's a 21-plus gay nightclub in San Diego and up in San Francisco, a gender reassignment surgery center. So the whole thing is still absolutely confusing. But the scary thing is that this isn't an isolated incident. You've seen the headlines. These drag shows, they're landing all over America. We're even exporting them overseas on taxpayers' dimes. So while this did gain national attention, I think why we hit a nerve is that parents are finally seeing that something is seriously wrong in the education system.
Sure, sure. And that's all that Democrats have to offer is attacking our children's innocence and, of course, aborting our children. It was you who told me on air about the grotesque drag queen show, this bunch of transvestites marketed for, quote, all ages, featuring a song that I can't even play on the radio because it is in violation of FCC regulations because the P word is everywhere in this rap song in front of children in Plano, Texas, right here in my state. What is the driving force that is targeting, in your view, targeting the Democrats' perversion of our children?
Well, I think, you know, I'm a Christian, and so I see this in the big picture of things where you take God out and there's an absence now. You know, where do you pull your morality from? Where do the roadblocks come from? Where are the guardrails? And so we live in a culture now that has killed God, and we've taken him out of the school system. You know, you're not even allowed to pray in school anymore. We saw that whole case go up to the Supreme Court because that coach knelt on the field, and obviously the Supreme Court ruled rightly on that. But it's been such an attack for so long on Christian values that in that absence, we've let unrestrained chaos fill it. And there's no restraint anymore because you can just slap a label like family friendly on something that's completely perverted, like a drag show, or even like all the books that are entering the school libraries now. You've seen the books that it's explicit porn. But there's no one anymore, no defining morality that says, nope, this is too far. We're not going to do this anymore because we've taken and vacuumed God out of the system. So I truly believe that that's what we're seeing here is we're seeing the death of a culture that was built on Christian values, and we're seeing it reduced now to complete chaos, and everyone's confused and looking at the next person asking what's going on. Well, the answer is it's been a long time coming. We've methodically taken God out, and the sad part is, and it's so unfortunate, is that our kids are the ones that are going to suffer because they're the ones being put through the grinder right now.
I've said it often that you've got to make up your love your children more than you love Democrats. You've got to love your children more than you do left-wing depravity. Brittany Mayer is
And I would say, go ahead. To springboard off of that, too, I get asked a lot, like, how are you so brave? Like, aren't you afraid of the government? Aren't you afraid that you're going to be labeled, you know, all the name-calling? I am more afraid of the world that's being created for my kids than I am of the name-calling, than I am of the government's threats. I will go up against those every day versus letting what I see happening in real time happen to this world and this country that I love, that my kids are going to inherit and that they're being raised in. And I think that that's where we parents have to come to a point where we stand up and we say enough is enough, and we get really loud and we get really brave. That's the only way we're going to restore dignity in this culture.
Amen. And you know what, folks? It's not even really brave. It's just really American. You've got to be American. And in America, you have the right to proclaim, the First Amendment says, the right to proclaim your religion from the rooftops. It isn't just behind the church doors. It isn't just where the left wing wants you and where they feel comfortable. You have a First Amendment right to express your religion, to express your free speech. And those who are trying to take that away are enemies of the United States of America. Brittany Mayer is our guest. She's the founder of Rooted Wings, community passionate about protecting our church, children, and cherished freedoms. You mentioned your school board tripled down on their support of taxpayer-funded resources for this type of depravity, something that GovEd was never founded to do. If knuckle-dragging Neanderthal states like Texas, like California, if those knuckle-dragging Neanderthal states returned parental authority through parental school choice to the parents, do you think all of this perversion, the critical race theory racism, the cultural Marxism being shoved down our children's throats in GovEd would be going on?
No, because parents would have a choice to exit the system. And that's why they refuse to give us what we are owed. You know, it's insane to me that we pay as much as we do in taxes for school systems that are so busted and broken, and then we don't even have a choice in where we're going to send our kids. That we truly don't have that freedom in America that should be the expose on where we are as a society. And like you said, you get the kids in a system that they can't get out of, that there are very narrow options in how parents can educate their kids in what we call a free nation. And it's the grooming process of our kids in what we once considered a very free nation, but it starts with the children. And so if our children are forced into a system and parents really don't have any option but that, and in those systems, those kids are being indoctrinated and brainwashed in Marxist principles, in hatred of America, in a revisionist history of America, then what do we expect to be the product of that? You know, we're looking at a very dire future for America, and I'm a young mom with young kids, and I am deeply concerned about that, which is why I have been such an active proponent of school choice. I think it's imperative that our country gets that right, that across the board, parents should have freedom to choose how their kids are educated and where their kids are educated. I don't think there's any compromise on that. That has got to happen if we're going to see change for the future of our country.
That is true. And in the People's Republic of California, you have the Socialist Democrat Party to blame. In the state of Texas, we have the Republican Party to blame. So it's a bipartisan stabbing in the back of our nation's parents. And that's, if you're elected leader, and I've been saying this, I've never been a single issue voter until the depravity I've seen in GovEd. If your elected official does not believe in parental school choice, that elected official does not belong in political office. And you ought to do everything in your power to make sure that elected official goes on the record for their support or not supporting parental school choice. And if they don't support it, you do everything in your power, my friends, to get them out of government. Folks, we're having a conversation now with Brittany Mayer. She's the founder of Rooted Wings. It's a community passionate about protecting the church, our children, and cherished freedoms. Let me pivot to something that just came down, was it yesterday or the day before? The Centers for Disease Control is making a, quote, recommendation. A recommendation about the mRNA vaccines being made part of the regular vaccination schedule for our kids. Now, in Texas, we have a conservative who used to work for President Trump by the name of Brian Harrison, and he lit a fire under our so-called Texas Department of State Health Services after they just went along to get along with the CDC. So now Texas will now make its own policy. Now, I imagine that California is going to do whatever big government says. Now, given the fact that the data shows our kids are not at risk from the China virus, and given the fact that we don't have 3, 5, or 10-year studies on the vaccination's impact on the human genome, will you fight this in California?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, long before I was doing everything with COVID, and that's really how our community sprang up, was just out of the despair of COVID 2.5 years ago. And we've grown in that time to an international community. Now we're over 200,000 people strong, just patriots who love what is good and right, and we want our children to be healthy. But before that, I was fighting against Big Pharma because I saw what was coming down the pike here in California. They had started to methodically remove, again, parents' rights to choose. Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
So they had started to remove our religious exemptions, which is crazy to me, that they took away our religious exemption to say our body, we believe that our bodies are temples and we're not going to take that junk. And they took that away. And then they took away our personal belief exemptions. So even if you weren't religious, now you didn't have any legs to stand on. So in California, we started leaning on medical exemptions, and those were written by doctors. And then about 9 years ago, they came after medical exemptions, valid medical exemptions that were written by doctors, to even medical exemptions that would have been grandfathered in were removed. Mm-hmm. And then they started attacking doctors who would write medical exemptions. So in California, as it currently stands, it is virtually impossible to get an exemption to any vaccine on the schedule. We are in a chokehold by big government, by big ed, and by big pharma in California. So that's why the vote yesterday, you know, there were two votes. The vote yesterday was to add, it was ACIP's unanimous vote to add the COVID injections to the childhood schedule. And then the day before it was to hustle these COVID injections to poor kids. So two unanimous votes to really to destroy our kids. There's no other way to say
it. Do you know what's insidious about this? And this is where I have a big problem. And after you and I discuss this, I want to get to Freedom Revival. The fact the CDC says all the Pfizer data, all the Moderna data, we're not going to release it. We're not going to show you. Well, wait a minute. The data and how the clinical trials went would give us an idea of how safe it is for us, for our children. Yes, just trust us. It's safe, but we're going to keep the data secret. That to me is a red
disease that you said. Kids have a close to 100% survival rate with this thing.
Right.
And we're, you know, and that's where people better start asking questions. And if you think that this is just staying in California, you know, that's the perceived notion is, oh, crazy California. Hey, I'm here. I get it. But it's not staying in California. They want this all over. They want complete control of your children's bodies, your children's minds, and your children's souls. That's what we're seeing. It is an all-out war on our kids.
Damn straight. And if we lose this war, I ration. We lose
America.
We lose America.
This is the hill.
We lose the country.
Yep. It's the hill. This is the future of our country.
And the last thing I'll say on that is just, folks, if we have an educated population, Joe Biden never gets a vote. If we have an educated population, no Democrat wins elected office. Brittany Mayer, everybody. She's founder of Rooted Wings, community passionate about protecting our church children and cherished freedoms. Help parachute. This is how we conservatives in Texas could help parachute in and help our friends behind enemy lines in the People's Republic of California. But let's not forget, we got plenty of work to do here in the great state of Texas. So for that, let's get to our next guest, Sarah Gonzalez. She's a longtime fighter for conservative values. She hosts the popular News and Why It Matters show on The Blaze, where actually, ironically, the Chris Salcedo show got its start. She's a mom. Gonzalez has made it a point to engage and lead where others fear to tread. Gonzalez is teaming up with Texas Family Project to launch Defend Texas Kids to expose the depravity of the left and fight for sound public policy to defend Texas and our kids. Sarah, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Look, you were doing a lot of this work out there uncovering what happened in Plano. And I got to tell you the story about this. I'm on Newsmax and I'm talking with another mama bear out there in California, in Encinitas, in my former stomping grounds of San Diego. And her school board out there is promoting these so-called family-friendly drag shows. And she brings up on the air, she goes, it's not just happening here in California, it's happening out in Texas. And Plano, I'm like, what? So after I get done with the interview, I pull up what's going on, courtesy of you. Tell the folks what's going on.
Yeah, it's really grotesque stuff going on out here, Chris. And just for reference, I grew up in Plano, Texas. I went to Plano schools. This is not the Plano that it once was. So I attended this drag brunch. Now, it was advertised as all ages welcome. However, viewer discretion is advised because we have potty mouths, that sort of thing. Now, on the Dallas Morning News, it just had on their event page, it did just say all ages event. Because, you know, once we expose things like this, there are rumors that fly around that it wasn't all ages welcome and it was 18 and up, which is interesting, Chris, because the first thing you'll notice when you view my video is that there is a tiny child sitting right there in the middle of it, being exposed to things like, you know, a dominatrix outfit with a whip and rear ends hanging out, prosthetic breasts with dollar bills being shoved in them, and just really, really provocative sexual dancing. There is one point where one of the drag queens, so a man dressed up like a woman wearing cat ears, was dancing suggestively to a song that I couldn't even begin to read the lyrics to here because it's just too grotesque. But it repeated the term for a woman's body part, a woman's genitals, and talked about the different sexual acts that they would like to perform. And this is, again, all while the child just sits by and watches with presumably her family. It's just really, really gross, clear sexual abuse of children going on in, you know, what you would consider to be a red place like Plano.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting there watching and I saw the little girl in the background. You were there, so was she the only child present?
She was the only child present at this particular one. I did not stay for the 2 o'clock show because I thought they might be on to me if I stayed for that one as well. So I don't know if any kids were at the 2 o'clock show. And I will say, too, this was a pretty small establishment, generally speaking. So perhaps there were more at the 2 o'clock show. But luckily, she was the only one there. But also,
in business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly. But if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800. Or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Why is this happening? How is this happening? How is it possible that, I mean, think about the different places that should have known. The venue should have known better. The parents should have known better. The drag queens should have known better. I get it. They're a little off mentally probably, but you got to have enough, you know, wherewithal to understand that what you're doing should not be performed in the presence of children. And they could have very easily made this an 18 and up or a 21 and up show. I mean, you have to wonder why the people who always claim that they're not targeting your children always bristle when you ask them to make something adults only.
Well, you know, it's interesting you framed it. You said you could have stayed for the 2 o'clock show, but they may have been on to you. If all of this is okay and all of this is so fine, why would they bristle at you showing videos of little kids with this activity? And by the way, folks, this video is grotesque. The one that got the most attention was this rap song that has the P word for a woman's body part that is uttered every other sentence. And this man, this transvestite dressed as a woman, flinging up his skirt and undulating in a sexual manner right in front of this child. And she is a little bitty baby. So I've got to say, there's no law that prohibits this. And then maybe there should be, because I'm forced to ask the question, Sarah, if it is against the law to take a child to go see scantily clad women in a strip bar, why is it okay to take a child to go see scantily clad men in a strip bar?
Precisely. The LGBT community should not be exempt from consequences of sexual abuse of children, which is clearly what this is. And I'm trying to work with lawmakers to make sure that there is something on the books to reflect that. I mean, I would say that I do believe that the Republican comptroller of Texas does have the ability at least to investigate, and he has certain levers that he can pull, because this is what we saw over the weekend does constitute as, you know, having to register as a sexually oriented business, which clearly this establishment, this restaurant, was not registered as. Mm. So he does have the ability to fine this restaurant, you know, to hold them accountable. Will he do it? I don't know, but I mean, absolutely every single conservative who we have elected to represent us should understand that their constituents are not okay with this, and we need people to be held accountable.
Amen to that. Sarah Gonzalez is our guest right now, folks. News and Why It Matters over there on The Blaze, and she's teaming up with the Texas Family Project to launch Defend Texas Kids to expose the depravity of the left and, you know, fight for these kids. I've got to ask the question, what sane parent would take their child to an event like this? I mean, and I've said this on the radio and I've said it on the TV show, you must not love your child very much to expose your child to this kind of depravity. And you know what you mentioned too, before you answer, Sarah, you mentioned, you know, why aren't the gays in this establishment, why don't they have a conscience? The word you were probably looking for was a conscience, not to be doing these adult sexually suggestive things in front of children. And there are gays out there who are in the fight. They're called Gays Against Groomers, and they are growing by leaps and bounds. It turns out that these individuals in the gay community who are trying to pervert our children, they are also in the minority. The vast majority of gay people understand propriety.
Yeah, absolutely. I would totally agree with that. And you do have to wonder, you know, you ask the question, what kind of a parent would take their child to something like this? I mean, no good one. I mean, there is absolutely no excuse for this. What I find fascinating, Chris, about these events that I go to expose is that 99.9% of the time, I mean, I'm talking the overwhelming majority of the time, any child that is brought to this event is brought by a mother or, you know, a female guardian with absolutely no father in sight. There are men that attend these events. I want to be clear. There are men, which, you know, I have to wonder what's going on in their minds. There are men who appear to be attending with, you know, perhaps their wives. But the kids exclusively are brought by just women alone or in a group of women. No men in sight. So what I have come to gather from this is that these are single moms. These are perhaps divorced moms looking to maybe stick it to their ex-husbands and, you know, pervert their children. I'm not sure. But what I do know is that white liberal women in this country are mentally ill, and they can't see past their own delusions and their own wokeness to understand that they are perverting their children's minds. They also, I would say, have been so desensitized to the hypersexualization of society that they truly don't understand what they're doing to their children.
Or care. I want to go with that, because let's get into the psychological evaluation of what kind of parent says, you know, I've got to show how woke I am. I've got to show how much I'm down for the left-wing perversion and struggle, how much I'm a good Democrat, how much I'm a good leftist. And the way I do that is I sacrifice the innocence of my child on this altar of depravity. What psychology, or where do they derive this psychology from? I mean, all bad ideas these days are originating in so-called higher education. It's where critical race theory came from. It's where this LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural Marxism comes from. Do you think it is from the ranks of academia is where we're finding this?
Absolutely. And I would add to that the medical community as well, because the left, as you know, has been very, very, very good at infiltrating these particular communities, academia, our education system, the medical community, to, you know, they're infiltrating these communities and making sure that they control them. And this is the result of all of that work that they've done. Now, what I hope to accomplish with our organization, with our initiative, Defend Texas Kids, is I'm hopeful that I can convince conservatives that far too long we have sat on the sidelines and we have watched the left take control of the culture and shift our entire society downward, right? Downhill. We typically go, well, you know, we just want to keep to ourselves. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to mess with anyone else's lives. Mind your business. I'll mind mine. And this is where it's gotten us, because the left has taken it and run with it. And so I really, really think that, you know, my hope is that conservatives watch these videos, watch these drag shows that I'm exposing, and they go, wow, this is too far. We cannot let this happen in our society. We have to get up. We have to join the fight. We have to do something about it, because as you pointed out, Chris, I mean, the infiltration is there. They have been doing this a long time. They are controlling the minds and hearts of our youth by infiltrating the education community and academia. And it's going to be a lot of work to stop it, but we can.
Right. And not just in the upper echelon, it goes down into K-12, and I'm going to get into that next. Sarah Gonzalez, our guest, longtime fighter for conservative values. She hosts the popular News and Why It Matters show on The Blaze. And Defend Texas Kids is a project she has undertaken. She's teaming up with Texas Family Project to do it. So that leads me to GovEd. I started off the segment talking about how mama bears out in California, all over this country really, are pushing back on the depravity inside of K-12 government education. The worst mistake this country ever made was allowing the government to educate our children. And part of this perversion of our kids, aside from the critical race theory, which teaches racism, teaches our kids to be racist, aside from the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural Marxism, is this gender dysphoria teaching that is going on inside of GovEd. And for me, and I'm not sure where you are on this, but in my opinion, the day the Texas legislature joins the civilized society, there are 22 states that are not knuckle draggers. There are 22 states that are in the civilized world and they allow parental school choice. The day that Texas joins the civilized world is the day all of this garbage in K-12 stops.
100%. You could not be more correct. It's embarrassing to me that Texas did not choose to take this on last session. It is my hope that they will be pushed to do that. But absolutely, government indoctrination is the larger issue. And, you know, you have to wonder when you see all of these lawmakers and all of these unions coming out against school choice, who do they think that's going to resonate with? Because, you know, as you pointed out, it's not just affluent parents, right? It's not just white parents who believe in school choice. This would help minority children. This would help all parents have more control over what their children are learning. Someone who doesn't want that should automatically be questioned. Why would you not want parents to have a say in what their children are learning? Well, because then they couldn't continue to indoctrinate. And it's not just sexually, as you pointed out, it's also critical race theory. I mean, these are big, heavy subjects that the left knows that they are going to be able to, you know, if you get them young, you can control their minds. And yep. So I would agree with that. I always on my show, I encourage people, please, please, please get your kids out of public schools. I understand not everyone can homeschool. I understand, you know, not everyone can go to private school, but I really think that the left has tried to convince Americans that it is way too hard to homeschool. It costs way too much money. And in reality, I've done it myself. So I can say from personal experience, it is not as hard as they want you to believe that it is. They want you to believe that for a reason, because they don't want you to do it. They will lose control of our children if you figure out that it's actually very easy to homeschool your kids and it does not cost as much as they want you to think. So I really do. It is really sad that we are lacking in that and that so many other states have decided to give parents that option. I hope that they get with the times this next session.
I have heard no lawmaker. I have heard no opponent of school choice, parental school choice, give me a compelling reason as to why the money shouldn't follow the child and parents should be the best determinant of where that child is educated. Nobody can give me a good reason. And until I hear one that's viable, I'm going to continue to be a proponent of parental school choice. when you found, and maybe you didn't know this, but the Associated Press has written about this and other publications, they've in particular in Texas, the reason why we don't have school choice is because of Republicans in small districts who wet themselves and go, oh, well, the government runs school. It's the main social source in my town. It's the main employer in my district. It's this and it's that. And of course, about 50th or 60th down the list of excuses for these so-called Republicans is, oh, yes, and they educate children. It's always the last consideration. And they don't even do that. They're not educating. They're indoctrinating. Because reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences seem to be the last damn thing on their minds these days. And when you find out it's Republican intransigence that is stopping putting parents back in charge, where they should always have been, by the way, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's embarrassing. And I look at Governor DeSantis and what he's doing over in Florida, and it's like, Texas is supposed to be this beacon of liberty, you know, this bastion of liberty and freedom. And we really are just, we have lost our way. We continue to elect these Republican lawmakers who want to put an R at the beginning of their name and think that we'll be fooled into thinking that they're somehow conservative when their actions speak way louder than their words. I mean, case in point, you know, they refuse to take up the genital mutilation of children. Think about that. This should not be a difficult conversation. And they still will not go on the record of, you know, stopping genital mutilation of children and allowing parents school choice. It really is reprehensible, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Well, why would they? Why would they? Because now surgery centers are going to make a boatload off of convincing little boys that they're girls and little girls that they're boys.
Yeah. 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 It really is. It really is sad to see. And I mean, look, I appreciate the efforts of so many grassroots organizations here in the state of Texas who are really trying to find candidates that are actual conservatives and run them. Because, you know, as I'm sure you know, it's so hard. My good friend Chad Prather ran for governor and, you know, tried to he was the first one to announce, was trying to put some pressure on Governor Abbott to lean more conservative, because the governor of the state of Texas, I would not consider to be the type of conservative that I want. And so, you know, I have friends who have run, and I know firsthand how hard it is, how much money you need to have to make an impact. It is really hard. It's an uphill battle, but we have got to get these rhinos out of Texas. It's embarrassing. I mean, when Florida is out Texasing Texas, you know you got a problem.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right there with you as far as is identifying and finding these individuals. I mean, whether it be this guy by the name of Chris Patti, who killed taxpayer-funded lobbying in the state of Texas. But this is something that 97% of Republican voters said, we don't want taxpayer-funded lobbying. And Chris Patti said, screw you, I'm going to keep it in there. And he did. And then you've got guys like Dan Huberty, who have been on the Education Committee and have been torpedoing and backstabbing parents since he's been in there under the guise of being a Republican. Now, both of those guys are out because finally we've gotten wise. And I don't think they're going to be able to get away with it. And I have the speaker's assurance that there will be a vote on school choice in the House, because that's been the holdout. So we'll see. And I have Governor Abbott actually came on the Chris Salcedo show and said there will be a vote. And I will be putting pressure on the legislature to make sure that parents are put back in charge of their children's education. Sarah Gonzalez, our guest right now, folks, she is teaming up with the Texas Family Project to launch Defend Texas Kids. And that leads me into one of the conservative fighters out there. And his name is Representative Brian Harrison. And Mr. Harrison, upon learning that the CDC was going to recommend as part of the regular vaccination schedule, the mRNA China virus vaccines. He said, well, that doesn't sound exactly right. It's a recommendation. So let me go talk to the state of Texas, the healthcare, the Texas Health and Human Services, and see what they're going to say. And he pulls up their webpage, and lo and behold, we're going to do in Texas what the CDC says. To which Mr. Harrison said, what the hell? So he goes over there and says, excuse me, there's a lot of data out there that says we ought to be charting our own course here. And he got them to take that off of their website. And so there's one of the good guys. What is your take on the medical mandates that the China virus included coming out of big government through GovEd?
Yeah, we are talking about crimes against humanity at epic proportions when it comes to this particular topic. I mean that with all ages, not just children, but the idea that we should be injecting our children with an experimental jab that they don't need because overwhelmingly they all recover from this particular virus and are just fine. It's not even, you know, for most of them, it's mild. The idea that we should be subjecting our children to this and they're going to hold our children hostage in order for them to go to these government indoctrination camps is just absolutely abhorrent. I mean, look, I've been on the topic of vaccines, generally speaking, for a very long time. But what is so grotesque about this is that we've watched them use the childhood immunization schedule as a mechanism to prevent these big pharmaceutical companies from being liable for any sort of damage that these vaccines do to our children. So right now, under the EUA, they have this liability immunity because that is what the EUA gives them. What they knew all along was if they could somehow get it on the childhood vaccine schedule, not only would it obviously be a cash cow because they would assume all of the children in America would be getting it, but also it could be shifted under the childhood vaccine immunity program and big pharma companies wouldn't have to worry if their vaccine maims or kills your child, gives them myocarditis, ends up giving them some sort of permanent damage. They don't have to worry about you suing them because they've shifted their immunity from the EUA to the CDC recommended schedule. It's really, really grotesque stuff going on here. And I'm sure that your viewers, your listeners already know this, but I would encourage all of them to check out the exemptions in their state. Here in the state of Texas, at least, we do have conscientious objection. We do have religious exemption. We do have medical exemptions. And it's very, very easy to go online, get a form, get it notarized, send it into your schools. The idea that you have to vaccinate your children to send them to public schools is an absolute lie here in the state of Texas and in many other places, as long as parents are doing their due diligence to find that out.
Yeah, and in the state of Texas now, the China virus jab at least will not be mandated. And I talked to Carrie Lake recently, a gubernatorial candidate in Arizona, and I asked, if you're elected, will you make this mandated for kids to attend your government-run schools? And she said, absolutely not. And here's something else you may or may not know, Sarah. The data about Pfizer, Moderna, and I think there was one more. It might have been the J&J. It's a different technology, so I think it's just Pfizer and Moderna. Mm-hmm. The data about the trials is being held top secret. We can't mm-hmm. see the data from the trials. We get a headline, but they will not, the CDC and the FDA will not release the data. So they're asking us to put this vaccine into our children's arms, and they're saying, oh, but we're not going to show you the data about its efficacy or need in children having no benefit. To me, that's A, unconscionable. B, it makes no scientific sense to say, this is so good, we're not going to show you the data.
Right.
Number one. And then number three, we don't have 3, 5, or 10-year studies on what this is going to do to the human genome or to our children. And don't we need that before we say, let's add it to a schedule?
Which is why it makes it so reprehensible that you had all of these top, you know, top scientists, you have CDC director, you have people within the FDA, you have the Biden administration, you have all of these, top people, heavy hitters going, making the rounds on cable news media, repeating the same mantra that this is safe and effective. It's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. When number one, all of the data that we do have already shows that that is not the case. It is not neither safe nor effective. Remember when we were sold the big lie that it prevented transmission, it prevented you from contracting the virus. They're just making all of these things up. They're using these terms. They're claiming they have enough data to say that it is safe and effective. And we have nothing but, as you pointed out, there is no, I mean, here, in my
there's no way.
Life,
there's just no way because these things were rolled out 2 years ago. There is no way we can have the data we need to make an educated decision. Now, look, I know this is going to get...
And they knew that.
You and I are not doctors, but look, you and I both understand that viruses mutate. We understand that the original so-called vaccines were geared toward the wild type variant, right? And for a while there, we saw the cases dropping like rocks. And then and then what happened? The virus mutated. Why? Because viruses mutate. And all of a sudden, the jab became less and less and less effective because the virus was becoming less and less like the original, what the vaccine was geared originally to build up some sort of an immunity to. So that just stands to reason. And I learned that in my 101 biology course in high school. But Dr. Fauci doesn't know this crap?
Well, I mean, I would argue Dr. Fauci did know this crap, and this was absolutely intentional because it makes you crazy because they'll gaslight you when you say masks do not work, right? They gaslight you and they say, oh, what are you, a doctor? Well, no, but I can read the studies just like anyone else can. And, you know, they don't work. They'll tell you, you must be a conspiracy theorist because you say that the vaccines could potentially harm someone, could cause heart problems, could, you know, kill someone. Some of the athletes that have ended up dropping dead on the field in the middle of playing a soccer game.
And the UK,
the
UK has peer-reviewed published data showing, hey, multiple vax people are getting the virus. Joe Biden, the Pfizer CEO, Lloyd Austin, they've all come down with the virus after being, triple and quadruple vaxed.
Right.
Like, come on, people.
I know. But they want to call you the crazy person. They want to call you the conspiracy theorist. They want to call you a right wing nut job. And, you know, it turns out a year to 2 years later, oh, hey, look at that. We were right about all of those things that you told us we were crazy for saying.
Yeah, because we followed that little thing called science. And frankly, the other side are the knuckle draggers. Frankly, it's the other side who are going on emotion rather than science. And they have the gall, the temerity to say that it's us who isn't following the science. And that's just absolutely insane. Sarah Gonzalez, folks, longtime fighter for conservative values, as you can hear. She hosts the popular News and Why It Matters show over there on The Blaze. Please check out her latest initiative, Texas Family Project, and she launching this effort, Defend Texas Kids, to expose the depravity of the left and fight for some sound public policy to defend Texas and our children. Look, say hi to our friends over there at The Blaze. Love that place. Love everybody who works there. And can't wait to talk to you again.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That there is going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, visit a couple of websites for me, if you will. Check out first, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you find all the news that impacts Texas. And if it impacts Texas, it's going to impact the United States. Also want you to check out ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, book me for a speech if you want. You can also track down the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, in the mornings. There's an app for that so you can hear it all over the country. Also check us out in the afternoon on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax. 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5, Monday through Friday. And until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 Weight Loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly. But if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800. Or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Amazon Business honors Jill Lau, Chief Procurement Officer of Global Network Bank. Last week, Jill saved big and used Amazon Business to help her team buy 327 headsets. Now Bob can keep his conversations to himself.
Wait, am I still on speakerphone?
With business buying easier than before, Jill now uses her extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Thank you for holding.
Hang it up, Bob.